God, now that was incredible. Listen, Dan, you gotta give me the recipe for that pear ginger tart. Goodness.
Sorry, not a chance.
It's a well-kept secret. Apparently there's some secret ingredient that makes it taste amazing. No idea what it is. He won't even tell me.
Family secret.
Okay, family secret. I get it. You lean down to grab my empty plate, and I get a full view of your cleavage. I try not to make it obvious that I'm looking, but, well, I don't think your husband Dan would mind. I mean, after all, that's why I'm here, isn't it? You and him. You know, I used to think of you two as a nice couple next door. Now, I know there is much, much more than meets the eye.
It was really great, honey. Thanks for dinner.
It was my pleasure. More wine?
Oh, yeah. Please.
So, now that we've had dinner, my wife, she mentioned why we invited you over, right?
She did more than mention it to me. 3 days ago, you knocked on my door around mid-afternoon. We talked casually, like we often do about the neighborhood. Complain about the guy down the street who parks in the wrong direction. The freeze that killed the bougainvillea between our houses. You know, neighbor stuff. I had just made a pot of coffee and I invited you in. As we stood in the kitchen talking, I realized you were inching closer and closer to me. And then you laid your hand on mine. I've always found you attractive, but there was something about you that day. You leaned in so close and put your lips up to my ear to tell me you couldn't stop thinking about me. I admit, I was worried at first. I mean, I like Dan a lot, and I would never want to hurt him like that. But you were quick to tell me that he approved of your little crush. That's why you wanted to invite me over to dinner, to discuss the possibilities of what could happen between us.
So we've been trying new things for a while now, and we're curious if you might be interested in maybe joining us. No pressure, of course, and we can discuss details.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would like that. You reach over the table and take my hand in yours. Your fingers are soft and warm.
What would you think about that?
I exchange glances with Dan, both of us smirking a little. I'm still a little in awe that this is actually happening. Well, that sounds good to me. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely okay with that. Well, actually, it's been a while since I've been with anyone, to be honest. Come to think of it, since my divorce, actually. So, yeah, I'm good too.
Perfect. Well, the night's young. What do you say we take this party into the living room?
Absolutely.
You shoot me a wink and my stomach does somersaults. I'm so used to playing things safe. But here I am. Dan leads me to the couch and motions for me to sit. You sit between us and your thigh presses up against mine. There's definitely an energy in the room as we exchange glances with one another. I'm absolutely nervous, but it's a good nervous. You lean towards Dan and tingle your fingers at the back of his neck. You kiss him tenderly at first, and then with hunger. I watched the two of you for a few moments. I'm absolutely mesmerized. It's clear just how much spark there still is between you both. I'm feeling a little awkward, unsure of how to get involved. Luckily, you make the first move for me. You reach over and place your hand on top of my thigh. Your fingers caress and massage me as you make out with Dan.
Go give him some attention.
You pull away from his kiss with a grin and turn your attention fully to me.
Hi.
Hi. You crawl into my lap and straddle me and wrap your arms around my neck. I'll let you take charge of how this is going to go. You lean forward and kiss me. Your mouth is warm, and you taste like wine. One hand trails slowly down my neck, across my chest, and down to my hips.
I've always thought you were sexy.
Really?
Really?
You push your tongue between my lips and place my hands on your hips. It feels strange, knowing Dan is right next to us. But I keep reminding myself that he wants this just as bad as you do. Fuck. You feel absolutely amazing under my hands.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.